What if everything you've ever believed about reality was wrong? Not slightly off, but fundamentally upside down? This isn't a thought experiment. It's the lived experience of countless people who felt an inexplicable dissonance between what they're told is real and what they sense underneath. Einstein called quantum entanglement spooky action at a distance. Spiritual masters called it Maya. Modern tech visionaries like Elon Musk call it a simulation. Whatever the language, the message is the same. We're living inside an illusion so convincing that most never question it. But here's the twist. You already know this. Somewhere deep inside, you've always sensed, but the life you're living isn't quite the life you're meant for. That nagging feeling? It's your soul trying to wake you up. And the seven simple steps aren't some esoteric philosophy. They're the instruction manual you were born with but forgot how to read. Your consciousness is like sunlight passing through tinted glass. By the time it reaches awareness, it's been filtered and distorted. What you experience as you is a heavily edited version of something far more expansive. This filtering system is the Maya Matrix, describing how consciousness becomes individualized experience. Before time existed, Source sent out rays of light, each carrying unique intentions. Your soul is one of those rays, creative, limitless, deathless, infinitely connected. To experience duality, your soul created filtering layers, the environmental layer, physics, biology, time, and the mind layer, storing every thought and experience you've ever had. Here's the key. Your mind is just software with no power without thoughts, and thoughts have no existence without awareness. That awareness, the part of you reading these words, is your direct connection to soul. When you scatter awareness into endless thought loops, you disconnect from conscious presence. When you direct awareness toward awareness itself, you wake up. The ego defines itself in relative terms. I am a parent. I am successful. I am struggling. It cannot answer, "Who am I?" with absolute truth, because it only knows beliefs about itself, not the thing itself. The seven simple steps aren't a path. They're a guidance system pointing you toward your path. Like an inverse rainbow, they take you from the fragmented many back to the unified one, dissolving illusion and revealing what's always been true. Step one begins with intention, not sanitized desires you think you should have, but raw acknowledgement of what you actually want. The matrix keeps you ashamed of your desires, judging them as good or bad. But intentions simply exist. They're signals about what wants to emerge. Lower intentions represent immature potential. Higher intentions represent your fullest expression. By acknowledging desires without judgment, lower intentions naturally evolve into higher ones. Step two, awareness of being, forms the foundation everything else rests upon. Being is your soul's expression inside the matrix. This isn't about thinking about the present moment, it's about experiencing it directly. You practice by directing awareness toward your essence, feeling your breathing, sensing your body's aliveness, noticing emotions without judgment. The difference matters. Feelings are pure qualities flowing from soul. Emotions are feelings filtered through the mind's memories and beliefs. When you remain aware of emotions without judgment, you transcend duality into an expansive dimension where resistance dissolves. Step 3, authentic expression, bridges soul and reality. When energy flows freely, you naturally express it, smiling with happiness, crying with grief, dancing with joy. Children and animals do this instinctively, living present without resistance. Shame interrupts this cycle through self-judgment. The remedy is expressing even the shame, not venting to reinforce stories, but allowing energy to move. Expression follows natural law. Volcanoes release pressure, rivers flush sediment. Disease lives in stagnation. Healing occurs in movement. Express through journaling, movement, breathing, voice, art, anything creating flow without attachment to narrative. Step 4, allowing, makes surrender tangible. You allow all aspects of the present moment to flow through without judging or resisting. Reality is your perception, your soul's expression filtered through your mind matrix. When you allow life and yourself to be as you are, you become one with universal flow. When you accept the present moment, thought patterns don't reach your attention. You don't invest in them, so they don't manifest. Your mind matrix becomes transparent, allowing soul light to flow uninterrupted into reality, creating manifestations aligned with higher intentions. Surrender feels frightening because it seems like losing control, but it actually reclaims your freedom, the absence of the mind's tension. Step 5, receiving guidance, opens when you've mastered allowing. You receive gifts of consciousness, insights, synchronicities, visions, meetings with the right people. These aren't random. They're tailored specifically for you, keys to unlock your boundaries and fulfill higher intentions. Insights are seeds containing power to manifest worlds. Visions appear as mental impressions beyond Maya's limitations. Trust the feeling more than specifics. It's pure energy communication between you and soul. Your insights belong exclusively to you. Projecting them onto others spoils their magic. Step 6, inspired action, is following through on those insights. This isn't forced action from fear, it's natural movement toward light. Internal alignment creates optimism that believes solutions exist. Research by Dr. Martin Seligman proves optimists perform better in education, work, relationships, health, and longevity. Inspired action works two ways, bypassing the mind layer through awareness of being and activating positive beliefs at the identity level. Imagine beliefs as gears. Positive gears spin with soul light, creating flow. Negative gears spin against it, creating resistance. Affirmations work best when they resonate emotionally, especially I am statements that hack the identity level. Step 7, realization, is when soul light illuminates Maya's layers and releases illusions about identity. This isn't one dramatic awakening, but many realizations along the path. You'll know you're progressing through three signs: purity, the feeling qualities you seek become clearer; constancy, you feel them more frequently until they become your baseline; and scope, these feelings expand to cover more areas of life. Spiritual awakening shifts identity from ego-based to one based on your fundamental nature. The ego repeatedly admits defeat, recognizing its powerlessness to solve existence's mystery. As it welcomes the light shining from within, it gradually relinquishes control, old beliefs, limited perceptions. Eventually, the ego merges with soul light, identifying itself as this light. This is self-realization. Self-realization transcends explanation. It can only be experienced beyond images, sounds, and rationalization. When Maya's veils dissolve, perceptions shift from limited ego perspective to soul perception. In divine presence, you pulsate with life moment by moment, becoming one with the eternal now. Your purpose isn't avoiding the matrix, but recognizing truth during chaos. Beauty becomes abundant. You see it everywhere. Liberation comes from freedom from emotional states that distort perception. Oneness means recognizing there is just one self, no gap between the revelation of unity and how it's lived. Transcending the Maya matrix leads you back to yourself, to realizing you are not a separate being, struggling in an indifferent universe, but unified consciousness experiencing itself through illusion's veil. Through the 7 simple steps, you remember your true nature and reclaim your power to co-create a life aligned with your highest intentions. This isn't escape from reality, it's finally seeing reality clearly. The light you've sought in achievements, relationships, and circumstances has been shining from within all along. Your only task is removing the filters and letting it pour through. Stop searching. Start remembering. You are the light you seek.